We are here at the Bear Crop Science North American Bee Care Center grand opening. With me is Jim Bloom, president and CEO of Bear Crop Science. And Jim, you just can't stop smiling. Are you happy about this?
This is an absolutely great day. We've been working towards this for a couple of years. We've celebrated our grand opening of this 6,000 square foot facility, and I'm very proud to show it off.
Well, it didn't really seem to take very long to get this finished. You just broke ground just a year ago, right?
Yeah, we've been building on this site continuously. So we have the relationships and we get the permitting done. But really, it was deciding exactly how and what's best to showcase the bee health issues in the design phase that took the longest.
Well, how does it compare to the one in Germany?
This is more of a working lab. The one in Germany is more of an educational lab. It's on our campus in Mannheim. It's similar in that fact. But what we learned from that is that we wanted to have more basic research done by independent grad students to come in and address the issues, prioritize the issues. We'll provide a state-of-the-art facility to do it in, but then our involvement is hands-off from there. Let's understand the issues of our bee and our pollinator health, and then let's address them with science as an innovation company.
Well, it seems like, as I talked to the manager of the center in Mannheim, you have pretty much different industry as far as bees are concerned between Europe and here. So it seems like you do need this different location to address different problems.
Right. I would suspect that's true. We have more backyard beekeepers in Europe, and we have real businesses built here. We have big crops in California like almonds that take a lot of bees at a very specific time. It happens to be in February. That's not always natural, so we bus them in. We use them, and they're a very important part of agriculture. We do the same thing with canola. We're the largest canola seed company in the world, and we really need the bee and the pollinator health to be where it's at to support that business.
Any plans to have them anywhere else in the world?
You know, we do a lot of research on the West Coast, on our Fresno area. We do research plots where we can do our corn and soybean and other crop research right alongside bee-friendly pollination plots and how we introduce the two. We're looking at what makes sense in that area, what can withstand and is hardy enough. And in fact, we had some of our regulators out there earlier this year looking at our plots and how we're looking at the two mixed together. So, you know, between Mannheim, Fresno, and then we have a big facility south of town here in Clayton, where we have our overwintering stations, and we separate the hives just to make sure we have two sets of data and do the right things to keep a healthy hive. But it's an important part of our bee research as well.
Well, I liked what the Commissioner of Agriculture from North Carolina talked about here. He was wonderful, and it really brought home how what you're doing here in North Carolina is really global.
It really is global, and I think that's the important part we can bring to it. You know, the research in this facility is independent with the grad students, but because we're global, we can look at Australia where they don't have varroa mites yet. Mm-hmm. They have all the other complex. We can eliminate some of the variables and help give some feedback on some of this stuff from our global perception to help prioritize the work done here, or at least give input into that work and help address anything that we can with knowledge.
And help ultimately feed the world.
Ultimately, our goal here is to feed the world, right? We're a growing and hungry world, and if we have 9 billion by 2050, we have to use technology to do it. So that's what you're seeing here is really a nice state-of-the-art facility so that we can get to the answers and we can solve it with science and innovation.
And sustainability. Someone else that I interviewed brought up the sustainability aspect of it. I thought, well, you know, I've never actually heard bees mentioned in this. When we talk about sustainability, there's so many different parts of it, but I never really thought about bees being part of it, but they are.
They are. Yeah, sure. The whole system has to work together. The sustainability of pollination and we're not to self-pollinating crops yet on all crops. So to make this thing, the circle, complete itself, bees are a very important part of that, and that's why we're here today.
Jim, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we're just very proud of the opening today. We've been dedicated to bee health. It's an important part of who we are. And we're very serious about finding the science behind what are the interactive functions here so that we can come up with some solutions.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us and the first glimpse into this great new facility here at the grand opening of the Bear Crop Science North American Bee Care Center. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.